Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
So Lafa Zadani is a professor of communication studies at Northwestern University. I'm sure you've seen them, right?
Yes, Lisa, I have seen and very much enjoyed all of the Pope memes that are going around.
I don't think that, you know, a Pope from any other city could garner as many memes as you can from Chicago, because we have our own culture. You know, when we go to an Italian beef joint and we want the beef dipped, we say, baptize the beef. And that's one of the big memes. Of course, it's the Pope and he's standing there with an Italian beef sandwich. What's your take on this? Is it just fun, or do you believe that Catholics are offended?
You know, there may be some people who are offended. I think there's something inherent to memes as jokes that is a little bit sacrilegious, just because, you know, memes, they try to break some taboo topics by bringing them up. And religion is often taboo for many people. But what I'm really observing with those memes is just a lot of joy. I think people get really excited about being represented. And, you know, I saw one tweet that said that Chicagoans are probably going to be absolutely insufferable about this for a while. And so I think yes, people are just excited to see themselves represented in this, you know, global leadership role.
And, you know, most are AI generated, or people use AI tools to generate them. And someone, I said, send me your memes right now. Someone just sent me the Pope, and he's, you know, wearing the iconic logo for the Chicago Blackhawks. And it's not Pope Leo the 14th. It's Pope Francis. And I've noticed that with a lot of memes, they're created by people who obviously are unaware of who the Pope is or what he really looks like. And that makes me giggle. We have all of the Pope memes that feature, you know, the super fans from Saturday Night Live. I mean, it's nonstop. And I think for a lot of people, this might be their first full introduction to memes. Maybe people who aren't on the internet all the time, or they're baby boomers who don't normally use memes, but have now found themselves, you know, delighting in it, as you described. When did memes really take hold? Like, when did we see it really just take off?
Yeah, if we try to trace the earliest memes on the internet, we can go back to the early 90s. But I think memes really took hold around like the early 2000s. And I'm talking about like the first decade of the 2000s. That's when we started to see this language of memes as kind of this visual digital content that has something repetitive. There's some copies being made of the same content. So now we're seeing all of those memes that are about the Pope, but also we see variation. So everybody is kind of creating their own different variant on it.
Yeah, we've seen the Pope walking out to music from, you know, the Bulls. We've seen the TV show The Bear create memes. It's been nonstop. And do people make money off of them? Like, if you create one and it's shared a million times, does that bring revenue your way?
Most people, almost all people who create memes are not really making any money off of them. So you might create a meme and it goes viral, and that just means that it's being shared a lot and it's being viewed by so many people. For people who would be making money off of their memes are usually content creators who do that as a job, and they're creating content constantly. And so they might be creating revenue through the ads that go through their channels or things like that. So it's not really the meme making itself. If a person makes an individual meme that goes viral, usually they're not really making money off of it.
Right, because many people just copy and paste. They're not actually sharing it. They're just, you know, storing it on their phone, sending it to friends, and sometimes reposting. So will this be one of the biggest events for meme generation in our lifetime, or what has been the biggest event that has created this amount of memes in a short amount of time in the past?
I think every once in a while we have a big event that could be a big political, historical, or even cultural event that generates a lot of memes. So I think it was maybe last week was the Met Gala, and then we saw a lot of Met Gala memes. It didn't go up to the numbers that we're seeing with the Pope memes. But, you know, if we have an election, we usually get a lot of memes around that. So I would say the 2016 election, around that time, we saw a lot of memes coming in. But even I remember the death of Queen Elizabeth, there were also a lot of memes created around that event. It's a way for people who are creating and sharing those memes to sometimes just process some of these events and kind of insert their own interpretation and their own take on events that are happening.
Well, it's certainly been fun to watch. There's no doubt about it. And I'm sure there's more to come. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Lisa.
Salafa Zadani is a professor of communication studies at Northwestern University. Coming up next, we're going to have a conversation with Tom Weitzel, retired chief of the Riverside Police Department.